notice. Something ain't right and she knows it. And in that exact moment, the phone stops. That's when her heart stops.
Moses, Flashing Lights. Hey, welcome everyone. This is the Soul Savage Show every Thursday night here on the West Coast. It's 4 o'clock, 7 o'clock Eastern, and 6 o'clock Central. And I want to welcome our hosts, EB and Whitney. How are you two?
Hey.
What's that?
Yep. Ready for a great show. I know you have a great show lined up. We have some great music lined up. Got one quick question for you. Anybody, has there been a Q-Lin sighting, or is she still on the run?
Well, that's why I played that Flashing Light song for Q-Lin, because that's what she's going to see when she's trying to get back to the border. You know, she's still down in Tijuana slanging and slanging, so we hoping them Flashing Lights don't catch it too many more times.
Yeah, not in Tijuana. EB, because, you know, you're the only one, I don't know about Whitney, though, but you're the only one that got the deep pockets, that, you know, to bail her out. You know, it's expensive.
Yeah, and it's expensive, and I'm going to be honest with you. You know, all my money tied up, and I'm trying to help myself. So if you let it go down, then I might put $5 on a book, but I told them when she started telling me that, you can't live like this. You can't live like this. This ain't a life for you.
So Whitney, I think it's up to you. You're gonna have to bail your girl out now, you know.
So I'm not quite at that point yet, I don't think. I think Haley is on. She might have a quarter or two that she can put on the books for some noodles. I think they sell noodles in there. Get her a pack of ramen. We gonna keep her fed. We gonna keep her fed. You know.
So
we gonna eat.
My dedication set up, you know. I don't think so. I ain't got it.
Haley. Oh God. So, okay guys, so what do we do? Do we set up a GoFundMe account?
Oh Lord, we're not gonna be those people, Will. Maybe we can
mount
up the first
dinners like they used to be back in the day.
Yeah, we can
sell catfish. We can do a fish fry. We can love a good fish fry. Yeah, we can hook that up.
Exactly.
I got some oil right
Okay. Let's do, yep. We'll do this. The pre-Q-Lin fish fry. How about that? EB.
There we go.
EB, okay. I think you probably the best at this. You need to post something, okay?
Right, put it on Twitter, EB.
Right. We need to keep our girl lifted while we're out there. So yeah, I will post.
Post something on them. Perhaps we'll get some donations too. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
right.
One or two.
Boy. and you said you've already warned her that she can't live this lifestyle, right, E?
I told her a long time ago, I said, you know, you gotta stop doing what you're doing. This powder is ruining our community. You know, now, they have the opioid epidemic, you know.
Yeah.
But Q-Lin is an OG in the game. She was long before this epidemic. She was the first epidemic.
Oh man.
You know, she continuing that legacy. So I just don't want her to get caught up in them flashing lights.
Right. Me either. You know, and I'm gonna cover this during the 6 minutes of rage because, you know, Trump, he's cutting the budget. He cut the budget on opioid treatment and, you know, drug treatment and all together. So, man, it's not a good time for her to be doing this, right? So I understand.
No, it's not good at all.
All right, guys. Okay, Q-Lin, okay, if you're listening, I hope you're safe, all right? Okay, girl. Just put on some disguises, you know, like sunglasses and a blonde wig or something, you know.
That's it. Shut it off.
Right. Some polka dot jeans, you know, something, you know.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Whew. Guys. So, hey, what's on the line up? I know you have some exciting things to talk about, EB and Whitney and Haley. So, what's happening here?
Yeah, so, Ms. Haley Robinson of As Told by Her is back this week. Helen was supposed to come back, but she along with Q-Lin, she got caught up. So she drove down to Tijuana to see how she could be of service to Q-Lin. Q-Lin needed somebody on the street.
Oh.
And Helen figured that she could be that person.
So we have two people that may be witnessing flashing lights here soon, huh?
Yeah, well, but you know, Helen is not our responsibility. She don't have no ties to the show.
Wow, EBC, we ain't got enough room for multiple dinners. We only got one chance at the catfish fry.
Oh, boy.
Only got one shot.
Oh my goodness! You know, hey, well, maybe we can raise enough money to both of them get a pack of cigarettes or something.
I think they said the price on cigarettes went up. I don't know.
Boy, we got to sell some fish. Oh my goodness.
Oh man, y'all, this week has been crazy. I was talking to Whitney right before, like 2 minutes ago. I was just trying to. I'm cat sitting for a friend of mine, and it's raining here in Brooklyn, and I'm in a cab. Like, oh, I don't know if I'm making on time. Then I got to get in the house and set up my computer, set up my mic. I was at the door trying to get in the front door. I couldn't get in the front door. I get in, the cat looking at me like I'm crazy. I just don't know. Like, I feel there's not enough time in my day, not enough hours in my day, and not enough days in my week. I don't know how Whitney or Haley feel, because I know I ain't got enough time. I know Haley don't, because Haley's like, don't you deal with... aren't you an educator, and you're educating the minds of America?
Oh, that's right. She is.
Okay, so we're not going to talk about that today. You know, I'm currently in between positions at the moment, but thank you, Evie, for, you know, putting our business out in the street.
Oh.
Oh, no, you're welcome, because...
There's
some more business that I got to put out in the street after our show last week. You thought I forgot, Haley, but I'm going to wait.
Oh, chill, Easy, chill out, okay? This is not the space.
I'm going to wait.
Oh, wait, God. You know, I can't wait. I can't wait. I want to hear what's going on.
Oh, God.
Let me ask Will. I'm asking Will and Whitney. Have you ever sent a text to the wrong person?
Yes.
Oh, Lord. I have. Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure Haley can relate because I got a text last week and I know it wasn't meant for me.
Oh, boy. Oh, really?
I'll leave it at that.
What? No, you can't leave us hanging like that.
The air, though, it was an appropriate text message.
Oh, okay, all right, okay. Oh, so it did happen.
If Q-Lan is slanging and swanging that powder, then Haley is slanging and swanging something else.
Oh, boy.
What?
Oh, my God.
I really want to know. I got one question. I just need to know
if I'm going to have to dip into my savings account to get Haley out. That's all I need to know. Because I can't leave the baby sis locked up or nothing.
Haley, listen. What Haley got, Haley will be good. Ain't no man going to get her locked up.
Oh, boy. Hey, you know, this is... Oh, you talking about the Youngin' and Restless? This is real good. Oh my goodness!
Oh, yeah. She's Young and she's Restless. So.
Ooh.
Oh my God! What?
So we're gonna have to rename this. The Young and Extremely Restless. How about that?
Okay. None of that. Message that was meant for somebody else that you be
gone. Whitney, I think there's more to this story.
I'm just waiting on the rest of it to come out because I'm like, I don't know what's going on.
Is something going on?
What?
Because this thing started off as an innocent text message and now.
Right!
That wasn't supposed to be talked about. I'm wondering why.
And why can't it be talked about? Right, that's where I'm at, Will. That's where I'm at.
Oh, yeah.
So for the record, for everybody, I was at home chilling. Whatever they was doing, I don't know nothing about it. I was minding my business. You can probably check my snaps and see where I was at. I was at work, and then I was at home, and then I was working out. That's it. That's all I do. Go to work. That's it. I'll be here because I can't be locked up. I already told y'all that.
No, I won't make it. I've got to run. I have to run the station, so you know you guys won't have anybody to connect you, right? So I can't be doing that either. Okay, Hila, you guys gonna have to fess up. Tell us the whole story. You just gave us a little tidbit. A little morsel. Yeah, something else is going on with Whitney. Something else is happening. I wanna know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Curious minds want to know.
Since you wanna play, EB, I'm gonna just put it out there, okay? Alright, here we go. So, after we got off this show last week, I was at home too, Whitney, minding my business. Okay.
Yeah.
Whole saved and sanctified over here. And I was sending a text message to one of my friends. Okay. And
wait, who are you sending it to? One of your what?
One of my friends.
Oh, there was an exclamation point on their friends. It was
okay, so you know how your mama and daddy would be like one of your little friends. It was one of my little friends, okay.
Mm. Oh, it's little,
I got you.
Yeah, I got it too. It's little now.
I was to my little friend, and I was just like, hey, you know, how you doing? And it was like a little, maybe a heart emoji or something, and Evie took this and ran with it, as if
oh, no.
I just told everything.
That's not what happened.
Oh, what?
Oh, well, let's hear what really happened.
The picture that came.
Ooh.
Easy.
A picture.
It wasn't the emoji.
Picture.
Well, now, Helen said emoji, and you said picture.
Haley said a heart emoji.
A heart emoji, yeah.
Right.
Right, and you said picture. They're two different things now.
Listen, it looked like a heart. It wasn't a heart emoji. It was a picture. It was something real close to her heart.
Evie, so you just gonna lie?
Listen, for all the listeners, I want y'all to know, if y'all want to see this picture, I'm gonna be tweeting it in 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh!
Okay.
Now, Evie, you know what happened last time you tweeted some stuff.
Right. People at my door.
Yeah.
Right. Which means I'm going to have to be at the door, locked, loaded, ready to go, because I don't play that. So for everybody listening, show up if you want to.
Oh, boy.
Show up.
Oh.
Show up with the wrong intentions.
Oh, boy.
Try it.
Oh.
And see, now I have a question for you, Whitney. The way you defending Haley. Now, how come you don't defend Q Lynn with that same vigor? You wasn't.
Let me.
Wait a minute! I'm the one that came up with the fish fry idea like 2 seconds ago. I said I got her ramen on lock. I said she gonna be fed. I'm out here. I'm trying. I already got a church connection. You know that's where you do the fish fry if you're really trying
that's
to get
right.
it.
That's
I
right.
already got it. I'm
now,
on
Q-Lin.
It.
I got a question.
Q-Lin,
I got a
if you're listening.
Yeah.
If Q-Lin is listening, I want you to know Q-Lin. I'm the only one on the show who got your back right now.
EB. Oh. Okay.
Not looking out.
EB, you did okay up until then. Hey, Whitney and Healy, I'm going to have to jump on your sides now. See?
Thank you, EB,
it was balanced. You know, two guys, two ladies, right? EB, why would you do that?
You know what? What I meant to say was, when I said I mean Will and I.
Okay.
No. You don't get to go back and try to grab Will now that he done came over here.
Look, I'm just saying, Will and I are the only two who got your back, Q-Lin. We're looking out for you. The other ones you got on the show, you got to cut them loose.
Wow. They got to cut us loose.
Oh.
They live in secret lives, Q-Lin.
I'm going to have to call in some favors before I come back on your side now, because you already did it. Yeah, I'm going to have to call in some favors. Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely. Ladies, for right now,
man.
It's 3-1, all right? Okay, that's how we... EB, I'm going to have to call in some favors. Oh, yeah, you're going to have to produce. All right. But in the meantime... Absolutely. Man, oh, man. What an exciting week, though, guys. So, you had posted something earlier, EB, about what we're going to talk about tonight. And
so, we're going back. Last week, we started talking about ghosting.
Ooh.
And we never got to finish the conversation, so I definitely want the part two tonight.
Right.
I'm upset that Helen can't be here, because Helen just strikes me as the type that ghosts people all the time.
So petty.
I'm upset that she can't be here, but if Q-Lin needs her, you know, Q-Lin is the drug lord, queen of the south, so when the queen calls, her minions go
queen
running,
of the
so Helen
south.
Had to go. Queen
yeah.
of the south, springing and slinging.
You know what? You know, Evie, you know, you might have a point. Because remember, Q-Lin said something about she was going to be out of commission for 2 weeks. She's not going to have a phone. All right. She's not going to have, you know, not be in contact or anything like that. Now, even on vacation, when you're having a blast, you always have your phone, right?
Always.
But when you go to prison, they take your phone.
They take it, they put it in a plastic bag, and you get it with the rest of your stuff when you get out.
That's real.
Oh. Uh-huh. Oh. And it's her, and think about this. Now, Whitney Hillary, you have to think about this. This is, she created the show, right? We got together and she created the show, Soul Savages and stuff like that. And fortunately, she brought some great people on like you, like the three of you, right? Have been fantastic. And all of a sudden, she doesn't listen to her own show. What executive or producer does not listen to their own show, even if they're on vacation? At least for 5 or 10 minutes, right?
Listen, when the water say you can't listen, you can't have the internet, that means you can't listen to Studio W. So she don't know what's going on in the world right now. All she know is she take a shower when they say take a shower. She eat her bread and her butter when they say eat your bread and your butter.
Oh, Lord.
That's all you get?
She lift weight.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I heard.
You just get bread and butter in there? Is that bad?
You get black coffee. More. You get black coffee, no cream and sugar.
That's right. They scared to give QN sugar because they don't know if it's going to be sugar or that stuff. That was actually in the judge's order. She can't be within 50 feet of any type of white powdery substance.
Mm-hmm.
So
she can't have
sugar, no salt, no none of that. Mm-mm. Mm-hmm.
No sugar or salt.
Mm-mm. Flour. She can't. Mm-mm.
Yep.
She gonna lose all any weight that she got. She ain't gonna have it. She gonna come out looking like a little kid.
Well, in prison, she's
going to the yard and lifting weights.
She gonna be a buff kid. She gonna be buff. Really?
When she get back, her name gonna be Debo. We gonna have to call her Debo. It's gonna be the
Debo.
TB and Whitney. That's what we gonna have to do.
Oh, boy.
Is she snatching chains too? You know, like Debo did.
It depends on how violent. How violent you are. Yeah.
That's right.
And you know, she does have a temper.
She does have a temper.
Mm-hmm. Probably beat somebody up already. Right. Uh huh. If they didn't look like her, if they didn't look like her, you know that she beat them up.
Yeah, I heard she was in the prison playing the "What's Wrong with You" game.
Oh no!
She was shanking people.
Oh, so I hope
we
can
get it together, Q-Land.
Oh, man. So, when are we going to have this fish fry? We've got to have this fish fry. We got to up it.
You know what?
It's worse than I thought.
Before Thanksgiving.
No, it's getting true. Now, we wait till next summer, I think.
Next summer? What? She can't survive on bread and butter until next summer. And coffee with no sugar and no salt.
She do it all the time. Q-Lin, she's good. She's strong-willed. She got the Lord in her heart.
Evie. Okay. No, I got to side with the girls. We got to do something to get her out. We got to get her out.
I mean, if we got to do something, I guess we could sell like chicken wings or something. A fish? I'm not feeling the fish though.
Well, we have both of them.
It's not about what you want. This is about what everybody else don't eat and pay us for.
Oh, and you know what, EB, I'm gonna have to side with the girls again because remember when Q-Lin kicked me out of the dining hall and said EB, I do have a memory. And she's talking about filet mignon and, fine wine and stuff like that. Will put me at a kiddie table with a tuxedo on eating hot dogs. So, and you side with, you side, no, EB, hey ladies, Whitney, Healy, do you know that EB, my friend, that weasel turned on me. He turned on me and sided with Q-Lin. Yep, EB.
Hey, listen. That's because Q-Lin was blackmailing me.
What she got on you? What she got on you? EB?
Yes, EB.
Oh, it matters.
Yep.
It matters.
Oh, boy.
It matters.
Hey, ladies, we are on to something. EB, what does she have on you, my friend?
Yeah,
let's talk.
Nothing no more.
What did you do? Did you pay her off, and how much?
Oh, man.
Right.
Enough to get her to Tijuana. Enough to get her to Tijuana.
That's only five.
What I'm hearing is that EB was starting to get kind of curious about this powdery substance, And Q-Lynn probably slid him a little bit to give him a taste.
Oh.
He got hooked for a little bit.
Oh.
And then she had proof of a transaction, and so he had to pay her off so that she could leave and his secret would be safe. That's what I'm reading between the lines.
It sounds logical to me. It sounds logical. EB, I don't know, bro, how you going to climb out of this one. Because
listen,
you admitted, EB.
What was in my past is my past.
No. No, no, you can
say that.
No, the statute of limitations is not up. So anyway, EB, let's get back to you, my friend. Oh no, my friend. So how are you going to explain yourself out of this one? Because you admitted on air, not only between the three of us, but also around the globe, the Q-Lynn had something on you.
Mm. I know somebody out there knows. Somebody out there knows, and I need y'all to tell us. Hit us up. Let us know. We are on social media right now. I'm waiting on it. Just put it out there. Slide. I give y'all permission to slide into my DMs for today only if you can show me what it is.
We want to know.
That's
right.
Today only, yeah.
Don't let me find the photo because I'm going to be the first one to blast it.
Oh, boy.
YouTube channel,
everything. Listen, Haley is just disgruntled right now because I've revealed something that could possibly ruin her future in education. Listen, don't come back, Haley, because I still got this picture on my phone now. If you want,
don't come back.
Press the send button. I'll press the arrow.
You know what, EP? I'm going to tell you like I used to tell my kids. Miss Robinson is not the one, okay?
She's not for play.
Oh.
Whatever you need to do.
Haley, I have a question. Now, are you in Oklahoma?
Yes, I am.
And EB, you in New York?
Now I'm scared to say where I'm at. So I'm in the continent. That's why y'all need to know.
All over the
place.
Okay.
Listen, I'm in America.
You know, hey, ladies, it sounds like he's in the witness protection program.
I'm in America. I didn't say North America or South America. I'm the one of them. Somewhere on one of those continents.
Oh, yeah, because I was trying to figure out how Haley. How long would it take you to get to New York by plane?
4 hours.
4 hours. Oh, okay.
It only takes me 30 minutes to get to the airport.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm connected to a network of people. She looked out for me. She made sure I'm going to be all right.
And anybody out there, if you see a black man with a blonde wig on and dark sunglasses, it's EB, okay?
It's either me or Big Frieda. So you never know.
Oh, my gosh.
You guys are crazy. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
EB. Okay, are these the savvy updates that we're doing right there?
Yeah, we have some savvy updates. We don't have many. Last week we did quite a bit, but we had three emails that came in, and I want Whitney to read those off, and I think we also
weigh
in on those.
All right, let me pull that up. Okay, first one is coming from Evan Jones. It says, EB and Lynn, is it, do y'all ever talk hip-hop in this new rap that's out, or what do you think about it? I never hear it if y'all do. It's Q-Lynn, just for the record. But, yes, it is EB and Q-Lynn.
Yeah, Q-Lynn slanging and swinging green. we've had, actually, you know what? We've not had a hip-hop show since I've been on the show. I believe the last hip-hop show Soul Savin has had was the show that Q-Lynn fired Will.
Yeah.
I think that was the last hip hop show.
Yeah. And the pain is still here.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess that means we should have another hip hop show. I know Shaka's been on a couple times since I've been on. So we've talked a little hip hop, but we've not played a lot of hip hop. I listen to hip hop, but I listen to like a lot of, it's either old school hip hop or it's not mainstream hip hop. It's like underground people or new and upcoming artists. So yeah, I don't know. I think Whitney, do you listen to hip hop?
Yeah, I do. I'm mostly, I listen to a mix of stuff, but right now, I follow Logic pretty heavily. Like, I've followed his career. I like him, and I like kind of where he's going, so I keep track of him. J. Cole, of course, who I've also been following for a while, but now I'm, like, really, really paying attention to him because I like to see, like, growth in artists. So those are mostly, like, I follow those type of people in hip-hop. Like, if I see that they doing something, they going somewhere, like, they actually have a message, and it's not the the mumble rap, I don't really rock with that too hard. Like, because I don't really feel like they're saying nothing that I vibe with, but I listen to it.
Mm. Yeah, I can't understand what they're saying, actually.
Right. Mm. Like, I don't know if I should be listening to this and playing it out loud. Like, if I don't know what you're saying, I don't know what message I'm taking in. So if I got to go back and, like, actually pull up your lyrics because I can't tell what you're saying, then I'm probably not really, like, I'll be into it like that.
Right. Right. Well, you know, hey guys, and EB, you're right. After that hip hop show, she did fire me. I mean, damn, because, hey man, I just went to get a glass of Pinot Grigio, so I kind of missed the question a little bit. And so I came back, it wasn't the right answer, so, but anyway, I got fired. And no, that was just her excuse so she could hire you, EB. That was her excuse to replace me. Yeah. So, you know what? I'm not so sure, whether we want to bail her out or not, because the pain is, just comes back. It just emanates, right? So I'm not sure about this again. Yeah, I just thought about that. But no, but tell your audience, person who wrote the email, thank you so much for that. And you guys do whatever you want to do. You guys produce the show, whatever it is. You know, I'm just over here engineering and I'm glad that she allowed me back in, you know, so I could chime in a little bit. But we do have a hip hop show. But Answer said, we do have a hip hop show right here on The Buzz on Saturdays, from 1 to 3 on the West Coast, 4 o'clock Eastern and 3 o'clock Central Time. So, yep, we do have that, but hey, looking forward to it. It's always a great show, whatever you guys decide to do.
Love it. Cool. So, what's their name again, Whitney?
That was Evan Jones.
Mr. Jones, we will definitely, do another hip hop show, but in the meantime, Studio W on Saturdays, there is a hip hop show, so you can listen to that.
Right.
Yep. And they can go to studiowbuzz.com. It's just as simple, or IMG2 on your tablet or smartphone.
All right. Our next one is coming from Raina or Rana Pierce. Hopefully, I'm saying that right. Subject being doubts and triumphs. Has anybody ever doubted you and what you wanted to do in your life? If so, how did you overcome it?
Boy, that is fun. Is that a joke?
No, that's real. No.
I mean, I think that's everybody. Everybody doubts someone. So all of us have overcame some sort of doubt from somebody. I can only give my answer for it. How did I overcome? I just kept going. I'm very resilient, and I just worked at whatever it is I wanted or believed I could do until I achieved it. And I think that's an ongoing thing in life for anybody. There are still people doubting the things that I can do. I sometimes doubt myself, and I have to talk myself out of self-doubt. So I think it's something, and I'm sure y'all all have the same situation going on. If it's not someone else, it's you, and if it's not you, then it's like outside forces.
Right, right, right. How about you, Haley or Whitney? Then I have a comment to make.
Let's see. I think, like EB said, I mean, you just keep going, right? You have to keep yourself motivated. And I know typically my style is whoever has said that negative thing to me, you know, I speak my piece on it as well and let them know that, one, I don't appreciate it. And I don't need you to speak on what I said I want to do. You know, it's what I want to do, so it doesn't really matter. But I think at the end of the day, the most important thing is that you continue to go forward.
I think you're right. Yeah, no? That was Haley, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Whitney, what about you?
Yeah, actually, it's kind of funny that that question came in because I was talking to Haley, and I've been talking to one of my friends about grit and resilience, because that's a lot of stuff that I studied. And you do see people, like, you'll ask people the same question that Raina asked, and people are like, "No, I just got through it." But not everybody can just get through it. Like, some people really struggle with that. And I know there have been times that, like, my own negative self-talk kept me from taking a step because I was afraid. And a lot of that came from, like, people that I would hear on the outside, like, you're wanting to do what? Like, I've never seen that done before. Are you sure you want to do that? Maybe you should look at this. And sometimes I would let those comments kind of derail me. But when there's something that you really want to do and you're really passionate about it, you have to find a way to make it work. That doesn't mean that you don't listen to people, because sometimes there is a constructive criticism that people take as somebody hating on them or something like that. But no, like, listen to it. You take the advice that applies to what you're trying to do and you go forward. And also know that it is really okay to struggle, to have self-doubt, to not always know what you want to do right that moment. You just take whatever step that you can take each day to work towards whatever your goal is, and you keep moving. You don't pay attention to what people saying around you if it's negative, and also you say positive things to yourself. When you get up in the morning, if you got a goal, you got a dream, and you know that you're working your butt off to get it, you tell yourself, you know what, I am doing a good job. I'm doing what I think I need to do, and you take another step. That's what you do. It's just day by day. You don't have to do it all at once. Do what you can do right now so that when you get to where you're trying to go in the future, you'll be like, yes, I did it. And then it doesn't stop there. You turn around and you grab somebody who is struggling and you bring them up with you. That's what you do.
I think that is brilliant. And I couldn't agree with all three of you more. And Whitney, you're exactly right. Affirmations is very, very important because we do self-destruct.
Yeah.
We doubt ourselves, right. No, if I don't do it, and we make up excuses why we haven't done anything. But in the real life thing, if you really wanted to do that, or if you really believed in yourself, you would go through with it. So I couldn't agree with all three of you more. But I think all of you have been too kind. When somebody doubts me and I get pissed off, and I'm going to tell you why. I remember when I was in the fifth grade, I had a teacher, that knucklehead. She said, you would never be anything in life.
Wow.
What is that? What in the hell? She shouldn't have been teaching. And see, this is what happens so often to children, that people start planting things in their head at young ages. And then, so what's going to manifest out of that, right? And then if they don't make it, okay, well, I guess they were right. So I get really, really upset. And because my point is, how dare you tell me what I can do? I mean, I really get upset. So, you know, that's why I don't discuss my goals with a lot of people. All right. And you have to be careful, folks, who you're telling, your, if you have a dream about something, you have a vision about doing something, do your best to, keep it to yourself or talk to somebody that you know that's going to inspire you. And sometimes your family members are the ones that will tear you down. Tell a cousin or a brother or a sister or maybe a parent. And if they don't have the same mindset, they could destroy your dream, or you could allow them to destroy your dreams. And even some of your so-called friends, you see?
Yep.
And so I will dump somebody in a heartbeat if they're negative. Hey, look, if you're not going the same direction I'm going, that means that the bus just left. I can't handle this. All right? So I get really upset, but no. What you ladies and gentlemen said, I think a lot of people need to hear that. Because a lot of dreams are destroyed due to negativity, whether it's family, friends, or associates, environment, or whatever it is.
That's right.
That's true. That's true. And our last one is coming from Tatum Lee. And the subject is favorite guest. Hey, I just want to express how much I learned from the musicians you had on. I'm young, but have been told I have an old soul since a kid, so I really appreciate how y'all give back to R&B on this podcast. I see y'all have guests on every week. Who's your favorite? sorry. Who has been your favorite so far? I just put this out here. Like, if y'all hear me stumbling over these emails, it's because I'm trying not to read them exactly like how they say. So if you hear me reading your message and it didn't quite come across like what you meant, just send another one. But I do my best to try to convey what you was trying to say. But anyway, EB, you got a favorite guest or Will?
Favorite guest. I have a top, five actually.
Okay.
Karen White is probably my favorite guest, because I am just such a huge fan of not only hers, but I learned so much about her and her work on that show. Monty Cross is always, always great on the show. He is so knowledgeable about music, particularly jazz music. So it's always great to talk to somebody who enjoys what they do, and you can tell they enjoy telling and inspiring other people about their work. Singer Cookie Turner, I really, really, really like her. The Pocket Queen, she's amazing. I'm in awe of her talent as a drummer. And then my fifth one would probably, I'm going to say my fifth favorite guest that we've ever had. I'm going to say I'm going to say Shaka, because Shaka brings a hip-hop element. And I like learning about hip-hop. I like learning about music in general, especially, you know, things outside of R&B, because it's like, I don't know everything about R&B, but I know a lot about it. So that's why I enjoy talking to people like Monty and Shaka, because I learn about different genres through talking to them. So those are my top five favorite guests that we've ever had.
Well, you know, my favorite, I don't have a top five, but my all-time favorite guest that we had on this show, EB and Whitney and Healy, was Monty Croft. Is he extremely talented, right? But he's so personable. And then the history, matter of fact, he just went on and on. And he was telling about, the history of various artists that he's worked with, that he's known. And then we got into some other artists that he didn't, but he also knew the history behind them. And I am always a fan of an artist who also knows the history of music and other artists that maybe have inspired them and know something about it. And and our audience loves that. Because a lot of times I'll get emails and he says, and EB and Whitney and Hill, I'm sure you get that. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh man, that was good to know. And it sort of makes it a lot more fun, in these types of programs to know something about those artists, you know, not only that's great music, but what happened, what inspired them. So Monty, is my number one.
Yeah, Monty's great.
I don't have like a favorite. But more so, I really like when people, like when the artists share about, like, whatever that adversity was, like whatever it was that, like those moments, like those just like, this was a defining moment, or, they share like their future, like their vision. Like I'm really interested in hearing how people got to where they got to and then like what they plan to do next. Cause it's just part of that whole thing of like the evolution of a person, like how you start out isn't always like where you end up. And when you listen to, different people as they talk about their journeys, it's just like, oh, you did that and you were into this. And like, you kind of see how they were able to network and get to where they are. So that's what I usually take away when we have guest on. It's not always like, oh, they got all this music out, like that's great and I love that, like I love hearing about it, but like these are regular people, like they're doing extraordinary things. And so I always find like some type of wisdom or whatever in their message when they choose to share that part of their stories with us.
Yeah, I enjoy that. So is that the end? If that's the end of the emails, what we're gonna do is take a quick break. You can have some Norman Brown, Won't You Stay.
That's Norman Brown. Won't you stay? Hey guys, I got a question for you. Have you seen him in a concert before?
No, I have not.
Oh my God.
I've seen Norman.
You say you have, EB?
Yeah, I've seen him.
Oh man, you know, there's a place out here, in Southern California. That's where we're based out of, right? And I have about 30 minutes from here, ironically, there's a place called Wine Country. Pinot Grigio, baby. But anyway, I saw him live in concert, and man, and was out in the air, you know, like, you know, that warm summer breeze, you know, type of atmosphere, you know, the wine and stars and stuff like that. Man, I'm telling you, wow, you guys have to come on out. It's really cool. But I just saw him, man, and the concert was brilliant. I love Norman Brown's music. He's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Long time fan.
Absolutely, absolutely.
We need to get Will Lapino advertisement.
We need, you know,
what am I thinking?
We talk about it too much. Like we just helping them out.
And
like,
we're not getting paid for this. You know what?
Right.
Okay. All right. We're gonna have to put something together real quick about this.
Something.
Oh my God.
And it makes sense. I don't know how we didn't think it before. Because Studio stands for Studio Wine.
It's perfect. We could get shirts and everything. Like, we're not doing this right. We missing a check.
Okay. All right, Whitney, I'm gonna need your help on this. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Let's work on this. I'm serious about this. You know I am too.
I'm not playing. I'm being for real.
I am definitely being for real. Hey guys, would you all agree we need to get paid? So, yeah, absolutely. So Whitney, okay, this, you in charge of that project, okay?
let's get it. Sponsor, where do we need, what do we need to do here? All right. To get some sponsorship from, major, wine manufacturers. Somebody out there wants us to sell their wine, right?
I'm saying.
And we're always talking about it for free.
All right.
Now, but the good
thing.
Y'all
send us a bottle each so we can try it. Like, I ain't asking for a whole case. Send us one bottle so we know what we're selling. Let us taste it. Let us make sure we like it.
That's right. We're looking for trades and buys, okay? And guys, and they know what you're talking about. Say trades, you give us product. Buys mean you pay us as well. So there are two things that we're looking for. Any wine manufacturer, now it has to be good wine. Now we're not talking about this rock gut that go kill.
Right.
Yeah, okay. it has to have a cork in it. It has to have a cork. If it screws off the top, we are not interested. I'm telling you.
That's right. Oh, my God.
You
got it.
You know what? That's so messed up.
Got it.
All Q-Lin friends, all Q-Lin drinking stuff with the screw at the top. She don't know
what the stuff. See, there y'all go. I don't need to try to do that.
Hey, EB, are you trying to tell me she goes in there and get a fill and take the top off and throw the top away, right?
Just throw it away. Drink it straight to the
bottle. Oh, Lord. And what are some of those wines? What, Boone's Farm? And you guys remember anything? You guys remember Boone's Farm?
I know what you talking about, yes. I think they still sell it.
Do they still sell it?
I don't drink. I don't know what that is.
Oh, okay, Boone's. You don't drink, EB?
No.
Okay. We're going to hold it. EB.
What?
EB.
I don't drink no wine.
Not the devil.
You don't drink wine.
Oh, okay, but you do.
You drink something else.
What do you drink, EB?
The blood of Jesus.
What?
The blood of Jesus. They call it Scott.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
You wait.
The last time I checked, EB. The last time I checked, blood is not brown.
Thank you, Will.
Hey, when you live in foul like you live, you're brown, black. We're going to be in trouble next week. Well, y'all going to be in trouble next week when
Q-Lin
gets
back.
Oh,
you have a very distinctive voice. She noticed you saying that.
She knows exactly.
E.B.
She knows exactly because guess what? I'm sending her copies of both shows.
Oh, no. I gotta
E.B.? E.B., do I call in his favor now?
Not now.
EB, because I do have evidence. Do you know I have recordings of all the shows?
I heard that. I believe you, so I'm gonna leave it alone. Because you right.
You know I do because I sent you the last one.
You did. I don't want any problems with anybody. I'm here to do this show to make my grandma proud.
Yep. And let me, ladies, let me double check. Let me make sure this one is recorded. Okay, go to deck B. Let's see. Archiving now. Yep, we are in good shape. So if any of you ladies want evidence of these shows and anything that EB said, EB, you know what? The stakes just got higher, brother. Okay.
Wait a minute.
The stakes just got higher. I'm expecting a delivery of a brown envelope, with green stuff in it pretty soon here.
This is what happened.
unmarked bills.
That's right, unmarked bills.
Q-Lin did the same thing with stakes. They kept getting higher until I just couldn't take no more, so I had to send her down to Tijuana. Now, Will, I can send you to Guatemala.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Oh.
They don't have no peanuts.
Well, guess what, my friend? That be cutting off your entire legs because who's going to engineer your show?
Oh, man, I didn't think about that.
Oh, yeah, think about it.
Right.
We're going to have to hear Haley out there, one of them kids.
You're not
going to
exploit my kids.
He said, send one of the kids. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
See, I can't do the way you've been acting today.
No, I don't know. EB, I don't know. You've been acting a little. Hey, you never disclose who you voted for.
Oh,
that last presidential election.
I'll tell you this. I voted for the loser. And I'm glad you brought that up. That's a great segue to our 6 minutes of rage.
good one. Good one. Good one. Hard to get out of that. Yeah.
Oh. Now, wait a minute, hold it. You know what? I don't know. EB, he might be a closet lawyer, too. I'm wondering, EB, do you have a law degree?
You know what?
It's a yes or no, EB.
Plead the fifth. I'm not
going
right.
to answer any more questions.
Why he pleading the fifth?
I really want to know. You know, he's been...
Is he undercover?
I don't know. He's been...
Undercover cop?
You know, he's...
been trying to infiltrate?
I don't know. He's in New York. And he lives in the penthouse in an expensive building. You know?
Right. Yeah. You got a whole penthouse, EB?
Yeah.
I took those pictures down. I had to take them pictures down.
No.
I did. People kept emailing me and asking me, where do you live? I don't live in America.
Uh-huh.
Like you.
EB, no. Hey, EB, wait a minute, hold it. Was that Trump Tower?
Oh no.
Oh, okay. I'm just checking. I don't know.
Me and what they used to call him, the Donald. Me and the Donald. We ain't never been that fool.
Oh, okay. All right. I could dig it. Yeah, the
Gerald
Donald.
Burt said he wasn't much on Casanova, and him and Romeo ain't been friends. But me and Donald ain't never been friends.
I really can't blame me for that, brother. You know what? I have to apologize to you because that was an insult.
You know what? It was, but you know what? I deserve it. I deserve it.
Okay.
I deserve it.
Oh, no. EB, you being kind of nice here. All right.
Is EB fit?
Uh-huh. Okay. There's something going.
When I get nice, y'all get scared.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. And on that note. Oh my God is right. Hey folks, well, welcome, and this is the 6 minutes of rage. All right. Poker, blackjack, Pekino, whatever it is. Kanye got played. Donald Trump just played Kanye West like a fiddle. What he said, the rant he went on for minutes and minutes and minutes seemed like an eternity. Who in the hell knows? All right. Jim Brown sitting like Uncle Tom. Okay. All right. We're going to move right along. And he came there and the question was asked, Jim Brown, are you like to have something to say? He says, can you believe this garbage? Oh, I'm not here to ask for anything. I'm here to serve. Man, come on. Kanye say he's not concerned about the past. He even brought up the 13th Amendment. Kanye, you need to look at what the 13th Amendment says, all right? We're not going to get into it because I only have 6 minutes. But then you say, I'm only concerned about today. And he's getting hugged by all kinds of folks that do not look like us. Oh, boy. Kanye say, hey, you know, if we had more reparations, if black people own things, we never own anything. We haven't had anything. Kanye, you need to do your history. There's a history lesson just waiting for you. Just smack you beside that damn head of yours. And have you ever heard of Black Wall Street? Did you know what happened there? How about in North Carolina, South Carolina, all along the East Coast, and where black people, and they were thriving until they were stolen. Things were stolen from them, and the banks denied loans and things of that nature. Land was stolen, all of this stuff. Oh, yes, we have. We were entrepreneurs. We've always been entrepreneurs. We have an entrepreneurial spirit. Hey, it was born with us. Oh, yeah. Am I raging? Oh, absolutely, I'm raging. I'm raging because these clowns also have no respect for women. Women's rights, I hope that the women get out here this November and just show these clowns exactly what's up. They are playing everybody for fools. Oh yeah, they're gonna piss on you and tell you that it's raining. Are you kidding me? Oh yes, I am raised. I am so enraged because these people are getting away with shit, stuff that they are supposed to do. Excuse my language, but guess what? I'm not taking it back. There's no rewind button right here. Donald Trump taxes. How about the emollient clause? So, guess what, folks? If any of us were in a situation that we were running for anything, we would have to show our taxes. Guess what? And this clown said, hey, I will show you if I win. All right, guess what? I think that was 2 years ago. Cutting back, mental health, $17.9 billion in cuts. Education, Kanye, cuts $3.7 billion. Housing cuts, oh, yep. And they go raise the rent. Well, Uncle Ben Rice Carson. Oh my God, won't you just, dance for us? All right, in the meantime, environmental cuts, the Affordable Care Act, trade wars, Russian investigations, Saudi Arabia. Now, see folks, keep your eye on the prize. Let's go back to Mr. Kanye. Do you think that, Trump had Kanye in there because he wanted to listen to what Kanye had to say? No. He wanted a clown in his circus. That's what this is all about. You guys really got to understand what's going on here. Do you think that Kanye represents any of us? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Now, you may be a fan of his. Fine. I don't care. Because, see, you have to only be listening to the beat because the logic makes no damn sense at all. Now, distraction, distraction, distraction. Where there's devastation going on of natural causes along the East Coast, and our heart goes out to the folks in Florida, the devastation has been unreal. All right? And instead of focusing on that, this president is going to have a clown like Kanye and an Uncle Tom like Jim Brown. All right? Jim Brown, you played football. You have no business representing us because you didn't come there to ask for anything. You just want to serve. Man, get the hell out of here. All right. And then you look at other things as far as, distractions concerned. You got alleged, but guess what? In my opinion, has been proved a Supreme Court justice that makes two of them that have no respect for women. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Get out and vote. Now, there's also this thing going on about the Russian investigation. I'm pissed off about that because nobody's talking about it. And, oh, guess what the Republicans say? Oh, there's nothing that has anything to do with with Donald Trump. Oh, really? Well, let's talk about some people that were around you knuckleheads. How about Rick Gates, George Papadopoulos? Oh, Manafort just flipped on your ass too, didn't he? All right? You got General Flynn. Oh boy, that happened over a year ago. And your lawyer, guess what? He's singing like a canary because he's getting ready to go, to prison. And guess what? They're not going to give him a bill, so he could be sagging. So he's afraid. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the 6 minutes of rage. Your man Will. Hey, back to you guys.
Wow. So we're going to talk about that. But first, you hit on some good stuff, Will. First, we actually have two special guests on the line. from NAM Events LLC, and we have Nancy A. Manning, who is the CEO, and the booking manager, Miss Mary Cross.
Hi.
Ladies, are you on the line?
Yes, we are. Hello, everyone.
Hello,
Eve and Whitney. We're so honored to be here with you tonight. Thank you so much for having us.
Well, let's give it up to you.
Oh, goodness, what's that noise? Hold on.
Now, we're trying to stab now. We won't be able to hear you that well. Hold on. Can you hear us?
Oh, no, we can hear you. That was your applause.
Our studio applause.
Oh, the studio applause. Okay, we like that. Okay. I just want to make sure I don't make any mistakes and have the sound up loud or volume, and you guys say you got it. You got feedback. So we wanted to make sure.
No, not at all. You guys sound perfect.
Thank you.
From my understanding, you guys are here to promote a certain event that you have going on for Veterans Day. Am I correct?
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Right. Yeah.
Tell us a little about the event.
Okay. Again, I'm Mary Cross, the booking manager. We started out, if you don't mind my just saying how we started this. We were doing, Nancy A. Manning is the brainchild behind it. She's the CEO. Initially, she was doing a lot of comedy shows and things of that nature. And then because I'm a songstress, we kind of collaborated and joined together, and I would be the opening act for the comedy. And then we looked at a venue, and we thought, let's try and see if we can bring some live jazz to the South Jersey area that will be on a consistent basis, and people could come out and enjoy it rather than going to beloved Kelsey's down in Atlantic City or to Philadelphia and contending with traffic and all that other nonsense with parking. So we just wanted to do something local, and we wanted to give local artists an opportunity to have a stage and a place they could call home and come to and perform where other music lovers would sit down and enjoy what they had to offer. So we tried it out as a launch on April the 14th. And we did it on a Saturday, and we decided to keep doing it after that, and it started gaining momentum. And I mean, it's amazing. From then to now, we've had every single Saturday at the Wyndham in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, right on Route 73 North, and it's been fabulous. So the artists love it. We love it. The premise of the actual event, every Saturday when we do it, from 7:30 to 9, we will actually have the featured artists come out. And then from 9 to 9:15, we'll have intermission where we'll talk about upcoming events. And then from 9:15 to 10, we have a secondary live artist that comes out and performs. And then at 10 o'clock, the featured artist comes back and closes out the show. This way, we allow the promo artist, who is really a reputable artist in and of themselves, but introduced to the audience or fan base of the featured artist. So it's a win-win. They both get to perform, and the audience gets 3+ hours of live music. So with that, we started wanting to do something for the community, and we decided, how can we give back? How can we show them our appreciation locally? And we came up with this idea to do something for the veterans. So we decided for the retired and active military, we wanted them to come down and be honored. First, we were going to ask them if they wanted to perform alongside us, but then we wanted to really spoil them. You know, I don't think it's enough of that going on in the region. And so we decided that we would just do it where we would have a night of entertainment. We'd do the ceremony first. And Nancy, you can tell them about the ceremony, what we have to offer.
Yes, for the ceremony, we'll start it off with a welcome and introduction. That's by myself, Nancy, and Mary. And we're going to have the Buffalo Soldiers, the motorcycle procession, come in with flags for all branches of the military. And we have a special Brigadier General who is going to be the master of ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
That's retired Brigadier General C. David Turner, who is originally from another state.
Yeah, he relocated to this region of New Jersey.
Yes, actually it was Ohio, I believe, or Missouri. My apologies, Missouri. And we'll have another chaplain who will do an opening prayer for us.
Yeah,
and
Colonel Floyd White. He's been with the National Guard for 35 years.
Yes, and then we'll start greeting the vets, and we'll go on to the Pledge of Allegiance, and we're going to have some very special songstresses singing different songs for all the branches of the military.
Yeah, from the Star Spangled Banner on, we're going to do the Battle of the Republic, which is glory, glory, hallelujah. We're going to do that. We got America the Beautiful, and then we're going to have Proud to Be an American, which is going to be sung by Matt Newsom. And we're going to have the drill team. We're going to have the trumpet chicks, who are high school students from the School of Performing Arts in Camden, New Jersey, who are going to work with the Pace Band, which is preparing young adults for college. They're all jazz-oriented musicians, and they're going to do their part. And then after that, it's all-night live jazz entertainment for the military. We just love on them. We want them to know that we honor them and we appreciate them so much. And we're doing all of this down at the Wyndham. And the Wyndham has been kind enough to offer us the ballroom. Since we're doing this for free, we're not charging them. They're offering us the ballroom. So for all of the overflow, we would be able to facilitate having everybody in the same room. So we're really looking forward to it. And we have a couple of political officials that have confirmed attendance, which is Deputy Mayor Dennis Riley from Mount Laurel, and from Burlington County, Carol Murphy, who is an assemblywoman. So I think people are catching on to the idea that we really want to give back and we do appreciate it. And it's not always about what you can get out of something, but how we can be beneficial to the people who are, you know, who have provided so much service and helped our country and done so much for all of us to be in the land of the free and the home of the brave. So that's kind of like what our mindset was, and it's taken off to this, but we didn't start out with an idea that we were going to be able to do any of this. It's just taken on a life of its own, and we've been so grateful, so grateful. Two brown sisters, that's all.
Two brown sisters, that's amazing. And I want to ask Nancy a question, because I have Washington, D.C. roots. I was there for 10 years, and I got to know a lot of people, and I found this interesting when browsing your website. NAM Events LLC was born from a simple request from Chris, the Mayor Thomas, and it all ties together. So early in the show, we had someone ask a question about hip hop. So for anybody listening who's into hip hop, Chris Thomas is a comedian from Washington, D.C., but he was also the first host of Rap City on BET back in 1989, I believe. So, yeah. Nancy, could you tell us a little bit about how and why you started NAM Events LLC?
I started NAM LLC because Chris is a personal friend of mine. We met years back. If you're from Washington, D.C., then you may remember the Channel N. My brother is a vibraphonist, Henry Manning, who played at the Channel N every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
So, do you remember, eh?
I do. I didn't know. I didn't make the connection, but I do.
Yes, yes. Henry Manning's my older brother. So Krista and I were on a cruise, on the same cruise together, and I invited Chris to come out to my house to do a performance for a special girlfriend who was becoming a judge. So from there, Chris asked me, so Nancy, I want you to do me a favor, find a place in the New Jersey area where I can come out and do some comedy. So I didn't know what I was getting into, but I went ahead with it anyway, and I found a venue, and it just flowered from there. So not only Chris, but then Huggy Lowdown and Chris Paul and their manager got on me and asked me to find venues for them as well. So that's pretty much where it blanketed, and here we are.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, it's crazy how, like, the connections, you know, that are made. Like, I always say, like, 6 degrees of separation is real. So this will be your third major concert, am I correct?
Yes.
This is
actually the fourth, right? Because
this is the fourth, yeah. We did two for William Smooth Wardlaw, the Luther Relive.
Yes.
Yes, we had two for him, with him. One, the first one was
February, right?
Last February, and we brought him back in June.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. This past June.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful. They still love Luther.
Everybody, you know what? Jazz, R&B, you can't not love Luther. He is
right.
So much. He embodies the spirit of both genres. For this, Mary, you're actually the opening act. Am I correct?
Yes, I am. Mm-hmm.
So how long have you been singing?
I've been singing since I was 12. I mostly only sang in church. But then a year and a half ago, I decided to pursue my passion and get into jazz. I've always loved jazz and R&B. I never ventured outside of church in that capacity, but I decided to do it. And my first gig was at Kelsey's in Atlantic City, and then I started doing Warm Daddy's and other places. So it took on a life of its own because I wanted to start a separate band that would be a band who kind of facilitated what I wanted to sing rather than my having to fit into, you know, like a square peg in a round hole. And I knew I loved Phyllis Hyman, I loved Tina Marie, I love Nina Simone, Nancy Wilson. So I was taking on a whole different direction than most of the vocalists that are out there. And I sound, as others have said, uncannily like Phyllis Hyman in a lot of ways.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, I watched the videos, yes.
Yeah, so it's been great. It's been really great and just an interesting process for where we've ended up at. I mean, as I said, I won the Willingboro Jazz Fest and wasn't even expecting to do that. So many great things have come out of this in such a short period of time that I just feel like if God did it, it's effortless. So I didn't really make much of an effort. You know, we try to do it with excellence and we think about all the parties involved rather than ourselves. And it does what it needs to do. It's beautiful.
Yeah. And here's another interesting piece to the story is that, I've been a fashion model, a runway fashion model for many years, and about 20, 25 years ago, Mary was always our singer for the fashion shows that I worked in, so we reconnected.
That's so great. Over conversations she had with a girlfriend we have in common.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's where I became her opening act.
Yeah.
It's uncanny.
And now she's the executive booking manager for Naomi Benn.
Wow. I think that's amazing.
Thanks.
This event, it's a Veterans Day celebration.
Yes.
On Saturday, November 10th at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Who's hosting the event?
Brigadier General C. David Turner is going to be the master of ceremony.
All right, and it's at the Wyndham in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. The address is 1111 Route 73 North, Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Yeah.
And who else will be there performing?
Oh my goodness, a whole slew of artists from Mikal Beckham to Jackie Gregg. We have Big Sid Holmes. We have Martina Grant. We have Kenya Chambers. We have, I'm not going to remember them all. I should have had that list. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I love what you both are doing. I honestly do. This event is going to be $20 per person, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. And a portion of the proceeds benefits the Wounded Warrior Project.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Great. So tell people how they can get tickets.
Well, you can visit www.namevents.com. That's www.namevents.com. Or you can go to Eventbrite and look up the date, which is November the 10th, and you can find tickets there under Veterans Day Ceremony or Celebration. Or you can call us. You can call. The number we have set up is 856-701-0204. Because we have a special gift that NAM Events has for each of the veterans, whether active or retired, we do need to keep a count so that we have enough of them to distribute. And so we've asked everyone to RSVP. We've been asking them for their name, their rank, the branch of service that they were in, and how many years, so we can add that to the actual program. And if you don't mind, may I add one more thing in regard to what we offer?
Of course.
Okay, so when we do the Jazz at the Wyndham, because it's a little different, most venues allow you to have a performance that will last maybe 50 minutes to 70 minutes, and then they clear out the room and bring in another show. So what we do is we give you live jazz all night long. So this is included for the veterans. We also give you a flyer that we've created. We make a flyer up for every artist that comes out. We allow them to post it on social media. We do the same. We also create tickets if they want their local fan base to purchase tickets from them in advance, or if they want reserved seating, they can call in for that. We have a green room that we provide to all the artists when they're performing or when they're on break. They get bottled water. We take care of them that way. And we have a program that we distribute to all of the audience members so that when they enter, they get to know they have a bio on each of the artists or performers. The featured artists, we will actually do a bio on each of the actual musicians. And for the promo artists, we will do a bio that's just a short, brief one in regard to their being together and who they are and what they do and that sort of thing. And then we also promote the other activities we have coming up, such as the Eban Brown concert, which is the stylistic lead singer for 18 years. He is now venturing off and doing his own thing, and he's in the UK. UK right now touring, and he will be back here on November 24th to do the major concert that will now be our fifth event that we'll have, and he will be performing, and I'll be opening for him. So that is going to be a really exciting time as well. But we wanted people to come to what would be considered a modern-day cotton club. Like, you come in, you get a program. You can dress any way you want. You come in, you enjoy yourself. There's food available. There's a bar there. It's intimate. We sing happy birthday. We serenade you all night long. It's 93 people capacity for the room. It's floor-to-ceiling windows. It's, the ambiance is great. Everybody loves it, from the staff at the Wyndham to the people who come. And we have so many regulars now. We call them our ambassadors because they believed in us from the launch and have stayed with us straight through. So it's been a movement. It's so amazing. We can't even believe it.
No, I love it. And just to reiterate, everyone, this event is $20 per person. But if you are active or retired military, it is free. And children under 12 are also free.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So all the listeners, for everybody right now, I know in the country, they're talking about Kaepernick and him kneeling and how that's disrespecting the military. Well, this is a way to honor the military. They are throwing this event, this Veterans Day ceremony. I know my father, my grandfather, all of my uncles, they're all veterans. This is a great way to honor our veterans. Again, the event is a Veterans Day celebration, November 10th. Jazz at the Wyndham presents this event in Mount Laurel, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Tickets are available on www.namevents.com. I want to thank Mary.
Thank you.
So much, because Mary, we got to have you back on the show definitely, because you're a vocalist, and you know, this is a Soul Cabinet show, so we deal with that. And Nancy, who is the CEO of NAM Event LLC, and of course we got to have you back, Nancy, because you deal with jazz, and we broadcast on the Studio W Network, and we are lovers of jazz music, so thank both of you ladies for coming on and sharing this. We will continue to promote it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolutely. We love you guys.
Hey, thank you so much. Hey, EB, hey, ladies, may I ask a question? Is your last name Brown?
No.
Okay, I just heard something about the Brown sister. Oh man, you know, I was trying to find some of my relatives, you know, but anyway. We're still related. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hey, listen, if you're in town on November 24th, why don't you come and be our guest at the show for EB and Brown?
Wow.
Since we're Brown sisters, y'all come on down to the show.
And I might come. I'm not far at all from Mount Laurel, so I might make that trip.
Oh man. I'm out in Southern California, and Whitney and Healy, they're in Oklahoma. And so. Yes. I would love to come, but you know, somebody has to man the station here. But welcome and thank you so much for, coming on Studio W, the Buzz, the Soul Savage Show.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thank you. All the best. Thank you so much, ladies. Bye-bye. I see you pick me up from the crowd. Could it be the way I play guitar? Master of the soft, not too loud. One day maybe I will be a star. I see you pick me out like you want something. Shame on you, baby, can't you see this rain? What do you want me to do, girl? your man, you got your man. So we got to do what's right. So you'd get beheaded in other lands. If I were in your arms tonight, would try to give me under that icy plunder. Boy, oh boy, what a scare. Just like that, somebody gon' get her.
Sto bene, anche senza di lui.
It's Prince.
Sono arrivata in questo mondo da sola. Sono arrivato così. Ma
what
non voglio lasciarlo.
Do you want me to do?
Perché? Perché gli uomini non ci amano così?
Hey,
I played that song for Q-Lynn because I know that Q-Lynn loves Prince. So, Q-Lynn, wherever you are, sister, please keep your head up. Trouble don't last always. Just remember, if they didn't read you your Miranda rights, they have to dismiss the charges. We love you, we miss you, and we hope you'll be granted safe passage back into the USA by next Thursday. If not, then it's me and Whitney again.
Oh my.
Got a praying grandma. Jesus.
Yeah, I think we kind of know what she is, though. EB, wait a minute, hold it. Whitney and Healy, EB, I've come to the conclusion that he's a closet lawyer. I think he has a law degree in his back pocket. You hear him talk about the Miranda rights?
I
heard that too. So I have an idea that he knows. I think he's representing Q-Lan, and he knows where his client is.
I'm like Annalise Keating. I don't lose no cases, so I don't represent anybody that I know is guilty and that's gonna lose.
Wow.
So I can't represent her because I can't go down with her. My record is perfect and I love Q-Lynn, but she will not tarnish that. I have worked my whole life for this.
Oh my god.
22 years. 22 years I've been doing this.
No, so what you said, EB, if I understand correctly, that you are a high power first class lawyer, and she decided to go with somebody cheaper.
You know what? She went with Ben Matlock. I don't know if I listen to old enough to know who Ben Matlock is,
But I actually watch Matlock every day. So Cuba was in Matlock, and there's nothing wrong with Matlock because I watch him every day. But I work for a higher clientele. I'm Annalise Keaton. So, you know, if I get involved in something serious, and I know I'm a win with Q-Lin, it's too much evidence. Trump, that powder. That's why they act the way they do, because they own that powder. They own that Q-Lin. That's what they call it, that Q-Lin.
So Whitney, what I'm hearing from EB is that he knew that this was a losing case, a losing cause.
Listen, right, and he said no. No losing causes. That's right.
Oh.
But we're going to have that fish fry.
We're going to,
right.
EB.
He's supporting in a different way.
I understand. I understand, but we have to, you know, a fish fry, how much revenue do we expect to generate? I mean, with just a fish, and we got to buy a whole lot of fish, folks. Because what EB is talking about, you're talking about powder. You're talking about tens of thousands of dollars to represent her. So how are we going to do this? And you guys already went against it. You already went against the GoFundMe page. You don't want to do that, right?
No, because that'll tarnish our reputations. And I know Whitney and Haley got stuff to do just like me. And
well, I do too.
The fish fry is the best thing. And I know you got stuff to do, Will, because we on Studio W. If no Studio W buzz, then what we going to do? Like, what are we going to do with our Thursdays?
Yeah.
So the reason we went with the fish fries because number one, I'm allergic to fish, so I'm not gonna eat no fish. So that's
you can have fish and wings.
I'm just gonna eat the wings. They got to be fried in separate grease though.
Okay.
They done somebody before I ended up in the hospital. Nah, you can't trust everybody. So I'm gonna have a wing.
All right.
And maybe some celery and ranch, not that blue cheese stuff.
Yeah.
We're gonna pray for Q-Lin. I think we actually, we maybe can get, Mary and Nancy involved in doing a jazz night for Q-Lin. Q-Lin. The veterans they got their own stuff going on. So.
Right.
Maybe just us and Nancy and Mary, we can do a free Q-Lin night.
Right.
Y'all get there when y'all want to get there. I'm gonna be a little late. I got other stuff to do.
It's your idea. You can't be a little late.
No. Let me check. I've got to jump in. Wait a minute. Hold it, EB. We haven't even determined a date. How do you know you're going to be a little late?
I don't care about you anymore.
You reminded me of that song, you know, the lyrics, the chorus, you might remember, Friends.
Yeah.
How many of us have them?
Oh my God.
Friends. Ones we can depend on. Depend on. That's the key right there. Ones we can depend on while you playing. I know you know.
Who is that?
Yeah. I just wanted to put that out there.
EB.
Sebastian Bach. Millie Jackson. I don't know what that is.
EB.
You know. You know.
EB. You know what? Every time, you know, Whitney, thank you so much for that, because it brings back memories when you allowed Q-Lin to fire me and kick me out of the,
You know what?
Uh-huh. And
let's settle this right now for all our listeners. I didn't even know Will was getting fired. Q-Lin just told me, I like you, come on the show. I got here and I was like, well, where's Will? I was confused myself.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what was going on, but that's what a pimp does. A pimp keeps their
hoes. Now she a pimp.
Okay.
In the dark.
Uh-huh. Haley, Whitney, should I buy what EB is trying to sell?
EB is not loyal. That's just how I feel about it. Like, I don't trust nothing EB say.
Oh!
Kind of like the... Dang.
All
right, everybody go.
When Haley says she done, she done. She don't play that.
You know it. Okay.
EB.
At EB for Prez, y'all going to see Haley's picture on my Twitter in about 10 minutes. Everybody all she had to do was act like she had some sense. And she forgot.
Woo!
Easy. What you don't want me to do is write my tell-all book and just ruin the career that you do have.
Oh.
I'm not here for the game.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh.
See, y'all think I'm a lawyer, but no, Haley, she the one. Like, she can destroy me if she wants to, so I'm gonna shut up. I'm
going to
be quiet now.
Okay, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, because Haley be on it. Haley been in school since day one. She just been in school. She got all the knowledge, okay?
Haley
she got all of
1974.
It. Right.
So yes. Any knowledge that is passed through school systems or the collegiate board in 1974,
she know it.
Oh boy, oh boy.
She got a law degree, she can teach, she do hair, she working on her cookbook right now, she got a new shoe coming out through Nike.
Oh
if
shit.
You need it, she got it. That, yeah, she like that. She like that.
Oh.
That's where she at. She next level.
Oh, EB. EB. I think you might be our number, bro.
You know what, I'm gonna be quiet because Q-Lan, I love you, and I think
wait.
People are doing to you.
Wait.
I'm
going to
be in Tijuana tomorrow by
4
a.m.
By 4 a.m.
We're
going to
go to
the
Bell Box and
we're going to
work something out.
Is that 4 a.m. Central? Central or Eastern time?
Yeah,
which,
we want.
Which 4 a.m.?
Yeah, I'm writing this down.
I know. I know. I'm
listen, I don't know what time it is nowhere else but where I am in America. So wherever I am in America, I know what time it is.
Which America is it?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
North, south, or central.
Okay.
Wherever you want it to be, whatever you like.
Okay.
To America.
All right. Like. All right. So, hey, EB, let's change subject. Where is some of your favorite vacation spots?
You know what? And people find this surprising, like my friends do. I have never traveled outside of the continental U.S. ever.
Okay.
It's something that people keep trying to get me to do, but I'm very boring. So my favorite vacation spots that I've been, and this don't even sound like a vacation, y'all gonna laugh at me. It has been Chicago, Illinois. And you know, it was the adrenaline rush of feeling like I was gonna get shot. I didn't know what was gonna happen. But I love the city. I thought the city was beautiful. I love New Orleans. I actually love Los Angeles. I can do without Las Vegas, honestly, y'all. People who go to Vegas, I get it, but I don't get it. Like, I can only drink so much and be so broke from them slot machines. And, you know, I like a blackjack table. That's what I like. So when I sit at a table, once I lose my little $20, I'm over.
$20? Oh, God. No, you can't hang in Vegas. No.
I'm gonna tell y'all a story. I've sat at a blackjack table in Atlantic City, and I've turned $20 into $4,200.
Now that's the, wow. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Wait. Wow. It took me 3 hours to do so and I did it. But it took me 30 minutes to lose all of that plus 920 more.
Yep. So,
are you serious?
Yep.
City no more. Yep.
You know what? Yep. You know what?
Oh my gosh.
You know, he's exactly right. He's exactly right. I know I have the feeling. You know, I've been a $1,500 before and then up losing another $700. Giving it all back because you get that adrenaline, right? You say, I'm gonna roll, I'm gonna win, and bam. That's how Vegas gets you. I'm gonna tell you guys a quick story. And this is a true story. A friend of mine went to Vegas and this cat, we're not talking about losing a grand or 2 grand or 10 grand. He went to Vegas and lost $40,000, right? And what happened was he had some kind of thing going on that he was a regular gambler, so they comped him a lot. You know, sweets, I mean, whatever he wanted, whatever you want to drink, whatever you want to eat, whatever, everything was free, right? Now, he ended up losing 40 grand at the time, and he told me when we couldn't find him at work for 3 days, I said, what happened? He said, they wouldn't let me leave. I said, what do you mean? He said, they wouldn't let me leave. I said, were you locked up? He says, no. He had, you know, he was on the books with these cats. And everybody knows that money's been washed and washed and washed. And you know the mafia still owns these casinos, right? He said, they would not let me leave until I made arrangements to pay this money back.
That's right.
Wow.
That was Q-Lin. Don't nobody owe T-Man money. Listen, you're gonna pay what you owe.
Oh.
That's why I'm in Tijuana right now collecting what she owe behind the bars.
Whoa. You mentioned earlier in this broadcast, you mentioned the word pimp. Pimps collect their money. What do you do? Uh-huh. Now,
I'm not listening.
Yeah, go on.
I'm not saying Q-Man was the best pimp, but I was a damn good hoe.
Oh my god.
Yep, you know what, hey guys, hey Whitney and Hill, you may remember for months earlier in the show, EB, you remember this, she was promoting this idea.
What's it called, Will?
I don't know what it was called, but she was going to have this full-blown service that the car...
Oh, that's right!
The car would pick you up, would take you, and, you know, give you all these... devices, sexual devices, and wine, and dinner, and stuff. EB, you remember this. Whitney, you remember that. She was promoting this idea that she had.
Yeah, no, she's, like I said, she's not very good. If she does that, then I think my business could have been better. My business is good. Anyway, she just don't know what's good. And that's also why she keeps promoting this fishnet stocking. Because that was the she made us wear, was fishnet stockings. And we had to have condoms, and we used fishnet stockings.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. EB, you telling me that you was walking around wearing fishnet stockings?
Yeah.
Listen, I was slinging that thing. They was grabbing them by the ball. this is my
competitor.
EB. Q Lynn wasn't very good at what she did, but she made a way out of no way.
Oh, man.
I'm here today
EB. EB. EB.
Listen.
You, Q Lynn made you wear fishnet stockings.
Listen.
Yeah, that was a question.
Whatever Q-Lynn says goes.
Oh, that sounds more like a dominatrix to me.
Listen, I didn't say my legs, though. I'm not.
Oh,
like
you know, this show is really too deep. Oh, God. Good Lord.
This is a family show.
This is a family show. I'm going to have to apologize to the kids around the world. What's going on? I had no idea. Mm-hmm.
For the record, if you see Q-Lynn Green,
yeah,
because when she got you, she got you.
Whoa,
you hers forever.
Yeah,
I'm still trying to get out the game.
Oh, you trying to get out? Yeah, well, you know, I tell you what, the evidence is not looking good because she's also talking about her encounters. Anytime she, have you guys noticed? Every time she goes out in public, something happens. She's either going to run over somebody or something happens.
Yes, people do be running up on her. That is true.
Yeah. I mean.
That happens often.
It does happen often. I mean, how many of you and how many of us have these encounters that Q-Lynn have? She has so many confrontations.
She does, and I'm going to tell you why. It's because unlike most pimps, Q-Lynn likes to be present during the transaction.
So
they see her face and they know who she is.
She gets off
on
that.
I don't know what it is. So they run up to her outside of that. Now, see, if I was a pimp, which I'm not, I'm a hoe. I don't want to be anywhere near that because I don't want them to be able to run up on me. You know, she goes to the grocery store, she goes to the laundromat.
Anywhere.
And it's always somebody saying something or doing something. She be on Route 66. I don't know what she is. I don't know. Listen, it's none of my business.
Oh.
But people run up on her all the time. And they always, if you notice, they always drunk and talking out of the side of their mouth.
Yeah.
They always John. That's what it is.
Okay. EB, I do have a question for you. And I'm sure that Haley and Whitney has some also. Does she beat you?
Oh, my God. What? Oh.
My. Listen.
Is that a yes?
All my life I had to fight my daddy. I had to fight my brother.
I am not with you.
I had to fight on my own radio show.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
But
I should have followed her
feet. You know, oh God, this has to be the you know, we broadcast 24 hours a day. This is the craziest show here on this network. Oh my God. If somebody bring me some tissues. Wow. So we take that as a yes. So she does beat you, EB.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not gonna say anything, but what I think should happen. Still, I believe you have a song queued up.
Mm-mm.
We should go to that song and come back.
So you wanna go to the song now. Okay, I understand.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about something. I'm trying to get me in trouble.
Okay, we don't want you in trouble. Oh my God. Oh God.
Missing me like I'm missing.
That's right. We are back. Oh boy. Oh boy. Oh boy. Destiny's Child. Where'd you go? EB.
That's right.
Whitney.
That was a Destiny's Child.
Haley. Yep. Destiny's Child. Hey, Will, I do have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, we've been talking a lot about Q-Lynn and her absence and, you know, like a sudden disappearance. And like I said, I find it really, really strange, you know, that she's not in connection with anybody, not even listening to her own creation. But I do have a question for you.
No, because her phone is in that plastic bag.
Okay. So I have a question, Evie. Now, with you speaking out against and for, I don't know where he is, Whitney and Haley, with Q-Lynn. I think she really has something on him. Is this sort of like your kind of revenge and, you know, since she said something about you were out, remember a couple of weeks ago you were out and she said that you were out promoting your new album that, you know, I smoke weed but I still go to church.
That's because she had me sneaking with the deacon. And, she had me sneaking with the deacon. Because, you know, the mega church, they make money, so they was paying top dollar for me and these fishnets. So, that's why she came up with this idea. You know, that Q-Lynn, she a tricky one. Y'all gotta watch her.
I'm telling you. Yep. The album, she said that you were out promoting your new single, I Smoke Weed, But I Still Go to Church. I said, damn, that's funny as hell. So.
Yeah, no, that, it was real.
You said it was real.
I had to get over whatever I was going through, the sneaking with them deacons.
Mm. What? Mm. Sleeping with, you just said deaconess. You said deacons.
Listen, when Q-Lynn on her money, she know me and pay
so,
for
so, oh.
That's why I was wearing fish.
Oh, so you were on the clock. And Q-Lynn is pimping. Q-Lynn is pimping, slinging, and swinging. And listen, since she's
Q-Lynn,
in, and since she's in prison, she's sagging.
Allegedly, Q-Lynn. Allegedly. Everything we're saying is alleged. Listen, I'm still on your side, Q-Lynn. Please don't hit me.
And ladies, he doesn't want to get beat. There's a program that we have here on, The Buzz, right? And we can get you some help. There's a program, that will help, you know, battered, men and women and stuff like that. So why don't you just give us a call, right? We'll talk about this off air, EB. I had no idea you were going through all of this.
Q-Lynn guys everywhere. I'm not safe nowhere. I'm listening. I can't do it.
Oh, Whitney, Haley, you know, it sounds like that he's in it for life. It's almost, you know,
it's
like
a lifetime commitment.
It's a lifetime commitment.
It would be like that sometimes.
You know, it could be a teachable, it could be it could be a teachable moment, you know, to tell our listeners don't go down that path, right, Evie? You're a living testimony. And, oh my God. Well, Q-Lynn, we're going to have that fish fry for you. I don't know what that's going to do except for buy you, some cigarettes and maybe, I don't know. But she might have
some ramen. I told y'all they got ramen. She going to be straight. She going to have her cigarette and some ramen. She'll be fine.
We can send her a D'Angelo album. She loves D'Angelo.
Okay.
There we go.
Send her a D'Angelo album.
You know, we may be underestimating Q-Lynn because, you know, these bosses now, they can run stuff from inside.
Oh, no, she's a kingpin. She always going to be on top.
Oh.
So wherever she at now, whatever she doing, I bet she's making a million right now.
Uh-huh. And EB, okay, you can kind of tell us, nobody else is listening, right? is she directing you to continue the organization and you sending her, I mean, you kind of stifling the money on, you know, offshore accounts or something like that. Come on, EB, you can fess up. Nobody.
Oh, no. I'm too pretty to go to prison. I can do a couple nights in jail, but that prison is a different thing. So no, those are directions I cannot follow.
Oh, okay.
For reasons of my own.
Oh, okay. So no, so you go promise us there are no offshore accounts and that you're not involved in any money laundering. What about her properties and things like that? I understand she has extensive properties.
Listen, I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow, wow, wow. Now, we have a few minutes left. Let's see. Oh, my God. I can't believe that you guys are something else. Oh, my goodness. EB, I think that we have the Savage. Is it Savage Talk or what? We've all been doing that, haven't we?
This has all been heathen.
So heathen.
We are listening. If you're listening right now, you're listening to four savvy heathens. On air, live, Studio W Buzz.
Oh my God.
We are live and we are all savage and, well, they are all savage heathens. I'm just trying to find my way.
Oh,
what? Oh no. Yeah.
No, EB, EB, that's not working. That's not working, EB, because you've been jumping. Now, Haley and Whitney, it to me seemed like EB been jumping from side to side, whichever one suits all night.
Mm-hmm. That's how he do us.
You men taught me well. You got to go where you wanted and where you're accepted.
Uh huh.
So I'm just moving around trying to find my home.
Oh, but
before we end this show, I do have to ask everybody one question since the topic was ghosting and I played that last song. It was Destiny Child, Where'd You Go, which was led by Beyonce, Nikki Glam, 1982 at Yahoo.com. I forgot about you. And I chose this song.
I did it. Oh my God. But
we played that song, so I want to ask everybody real quick. Have you ever ghosted someone?
I'm pleading.
Yes, multiple times.
I'm pleading. Yep.
And been ghosted.
Yeah, busted.
For sure. Wow. Same. Before it was a term,
Wow. didn't know what it was. So we are all innocent because we didn't know what it was.
Right. Exactly. Okay. I just thought I wasn't talking to them no more. I thought they knew it was over.
But since we know the error of our ways, we have promised to change.
Yeah, none of us, I don't think we will. I mean,
I was about to say,
text last week. She ghosted me real quick, like, she's wow. Like, wrong sex and then she disappeared.
I
would just like, please don't. But clearly, I wasted my time.
But now, like Will said, since we know the error of our world, since Will, Whitney, and I know the error of our ways, we don't do that. Haley, I don't know.
Well, I'm not even gonna lie. I still do it. You know, it is what it is. I try to let them know first.
Y'all know I'm moody. I say I'm moody all the time. I'm moody. So if I ghost you, then you probably deserved it. And that means she Lynn wasn't making her money, and she said I had to leave you alone.
You know.
And that's what it is.
You know, I don't know you moody or not, except for you would change on a dime, right? You're my friend 1 minute, and then you're witness friend another minute. And Healy, please tell him, please read him, please.
Y'all, I keep trying to tell y'all, EB is no good.
Damn.
Haley about to go see for real. This ain't
a
play no more. This is real.
Oh my God. Healy, I said read him. I didn't mean for you to drop the hammer on him. Good Lord.
Right.
I'm lost here now.
I'm like Gloria Gaynor. I will survive. You know, I was afraid and petrified. But I'm about to spend every night thinking about Haley getting me wrong, and I'm gonna grow strong.
Oh
Oh my god. Oh my god. This is a crazy show.
Oh man.
I love this show. You know what? You know, I tell you, I love this song because, I mean, this show, because you guys, I never know what to expect. Never know to what to expect.
I don't think we ever know what to expect either.
No, because I didn't expect none of this.
Oh my god.
None of this.
I didn't expect that text I got last Thursday.
Oh my god. Well, you know, Whitney, I don't think they're really disclosing the full gist of this text. I really, you know, there's more to the story than, there's really more to this story. Yeah.
I just want to let people know that if you care about EB and you ain't reached out to him in a bit, you probably should, cause, you know, it sounds like it's for play, but when we get off this radio show, I have no control over what Haley gonna do to him for the stuff that he said, so, you know, just reach out and, you know, check on him, make sure he's safe, cause as I told y'all, Haley got that shoe coming out from Nike, and her running game is all point.
So
you might catch him.
My god.
I'm just letting y'all know.
So EB,
y'all check on me.
Huh?
I said real talk, y'all check on me.
She probably halfway there right now, EB. I'm gonna just let you know.
Yeah.
She's on her way. She might be closer than you think.
Yes, I'm
in the TSA line right now. I'm taking a
She probably is one of the TSA agents. Okay, yeah. I'm just letting you know. Homegirl got it down.
EB.
I'm sorry. I love you, girl.
EB. That car in front of your apartment, you know, with the tinted out windows, I would really pay attention if I were you.
Will, I'm in the house. I can't see that far down on the street. I don't know who I'm
Well, you better have somebody go out and test it for you.
I'm flying out.
You're flying? yeah, okay.
Oh, EB.
Okay.
Listen, so I got like a $75 discount for my next flight. So I just need you to know that, okay?
Oh.
Because I had
she on the way.
Together a few months ago. So just know I got it if I need to, okay?
Okay, well, I want you to know. Again, if you're listening, please come help me. I'm going to be out and I need you to hide me.
Hey,
Evie. This is what?
Oh, God. Evie, Whitney might have something to say in closing here, but Evie, I want you to know, they're a whole lot of hell smarter than we are. So I wouldn't.
Oh yeah, they got it.
Man, look, when it comes to logic and thinking, I don't mess with these women. I don't know what you're doing.
Beyonce said, who run the world, girls? The women, they think three times as fast as we do. So we always three steps behind, no matter what we're doing. So I'm sitting here talking to y'all and I'm in this line and I'm looking behind me, and Haley is standing right here, so I'm going to shut up.
And you know what? I'm going to say this to you, EB, and the rest of the men around the world. We cannot have a baby. So they know.
Nope.
That's right.
No, I can't have none, don't want none, don't need none, I don't make enough money. So we're going to leave it there. This has been a great Soul Savage show. Before we go, I do have to shout out once again Mary Cross and Nancy for coming on the show from NAMEventsLLC.com. Veterans Day celebration is Saturday, November 10th at 6 p.m. at the Wyndham in Mount Laurel, New Jersey. The address is 1111 Route 73 North. It's $20 per person. If you are active or retired military, it's free for you and free for children under 12. They have live music. Mary will be opening. And the two Inspire You band will also be playing. If you are a veteran, they will have a jam session and you can join in for free. And the portion of the proceeds goes to the Wounded Warrior Project.
Okay. EB, do I have to continue to remind you your closeout line?
Listen, I'm gonna tell you how. I'm gonna tell you a quick story, and it's the story of how Q-Lynn got me in the game. How she recruited me to be one of her hoes.
Uh-oh.
I was walking down Atlantic Avenue in Brooklyn,
uh-oh,
and she came and she grabbed me by the balls. And here we are today. I'm still in her command. At Chapo, and I'm still, she still got my ball. So, ladies, if you want, all the ladies out there, I know right now we're in a time where everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to tell you the best way to be an entrepreneur. Walk down the street, grab the finest man you see, like me, and grab him by the balls.
This is the craziest show on this air. Love you, the Soul Savage Show. EB, Whitney, Haley. Wow, wow, wow! What a show. Been listening to Studio W the Buzz. Hey, that crazy show. Oh my goodness, the Soul Savage Show here on the Buzz. Oh my goodness, every Wednesday, I'm sorry, Thursday.
Don't wait.
Every Thursday, every Thursday here at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. So, what are we going to do? Look, why don't we do this right now? Mr. Melody's show is coming up right now with his Mellow Moods on Studio W. Oh, I can do it, Dad. I tell. It comes up. Hope you enjoyed the show. Soul Savages here on the bus. Like I said, every Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Oh, that's 6 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Enjoy, folks. Coming up, Mr. Melody and his Mellow Moods.
Crying like a newborn child, holding my shackles, protecting my joy. For the one, not you.